I am Ishmael Dadis-Bangura from Sierra Leone. I am the CEO of Freetongue International Network Empire, which is Fine Creative Multimedia. Fine is a creative multimedia that deals with everything about creativity and multimedia. We are based in Freetown, and we are here to stay. It was established in July of this year, and we are a young growing company.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, you guys are in for a treat. I am told, this is what they tell me, Khadija Kamara, former guest, friend of ours, she told us I had to come to Sierra Leone and talk with the guy who is responsible for a lot of the funny films, movies, all, going on the street asking people how many cities are in Sierra Leone, which you guys would be surprised of the answer. Same way in America, how people don't know, the three branches of government, but the answer is six, y'all. Ishmael, Ish, what's going on, my brother? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And I'm happy to be here. And I think I'm having fun already.
Well, let's talk about your dedication to film, especially YouTube, where in Sierra Leone, it's difficult to get monetized. You have to do some tricks. I'm not going to tell you guys all the tricks because we're fighting on this side for that not to be an issue anymore. Same way we've done with all the African countries. We've been doing this a while, but tell us, when did you fall in love with film and social media? Give us, your story.
All right. I think I started acting long since during my third grade, that is grade three primary school. I started acting on stage. I was acting in my school. And my first role was the role of a doctor. And I still remember those songs they sang for me to come on stage. Miss Dolly, as the Dolly was 666. And she phoned to the doctor to come quick. That was how I started my acting career. And I started acting until I went to university. I was in university then. A director by the name of Mohamed Sherif Silab spotted me acting some community plays and brought me into movie. I acted some movies for him. And I, after some time, I decided to leave him and establish my own production, which was then Supreme Movie. By then, we were shooting a movie called The Revenge of the Ghosts. And I was in a WhatsApp group with one of Sierra Leone YouTube group, who is AAA. AAA spotted me and asked me, man, we can work on something. Can we work on producing short comedies for YouTube? That is how I came into YouTube. And I began to produce several comedies for say, Sierra Network. We produced some, but was not that good, so we stopped. And then Ebola struck. After Ebola, we start again, and we produce a lot of comedy now for Sierra Network Comedy. I was with Sierra Network Comedy for some time, where we did some comedies, some movies. We did some series, which won the best TV series in Sierra Leone, and that was Sierra Tongue. And later, together with Sierra Network Comedy, I move on to another production or another company by the name of Kidafan, Kidafan Sierra Leone, where I started doing a lot of things. Alongside Kidafan, I was working for Khadija's company, which is after school. That is where I started reporting, asking questions on the street. And this year, I decided to form my own together with some other creatives. And we name it Fine, which is Freetongue International Network Empire. And as you can see, presently I'm at Fine.
You are fine. And you know what makes it even fine when somebody so great talks so highly of you? You guys, the way he was introduced, there's a future there. I don't want to say too much on here, but there's something there because you're not just a creative, not just smart, integrity, honest, truthful. All those things were said about you, which in this entertainment business globally, it's difficult for people to say those things about somebody. when you started.
Yes, I think that particular person that introduced me to you, I think she saw me on the internet as well. She saw one of my products, which was a skit concerning HIV and AIDS, and she contacted somebody. Do you know this person? Fortunately for me, the person she contacted, that person, I was lecturing him as well. I was a lecturer in a university then. He said, someone wants to meet you. Someone wants you to be chairman of her program. Then I said, okay. Then I met with Khadija, and we've been friends for more than 4 years.
Man, if that's not a love connection, yo, I'm speaking those things that, you know, they might not even be thinking that way, but I'm just putting it out there. Good people are hard to find nowadays. Can you talk about, you know, the challenges as a actor, a filmmaker, director, producer in Sierra Leone? Because, you know, we know AYTV, and I love AYTV, you know, African. AYV, but can you talk about, you know, the challenges and even what we can do to help with those? Do we need to watch more? Do we need to share more? Do we need to write Netflix, you know, and Amazon for these films to get on a global, you know, status? Wow. Please.
Okay. Yeah, there are lots of challenges. One main thing is education. I think a lot of creatives need to be educated. We need a lot of education in terms of how to do this thing. I think most of us that are doing this thing, some of us have had the opportunity to do courses around creativity and multimedia. But a lot of us or a lot of other people do this thing through apprenticeship. So I think one main challenge is education. We need opportunity. We need schools. We need people that will come here, teach us about creativity, teach us about content creating. And another thing is the internet. For us here, it is very, very, very much costly. Trust me, for someone to be online, especially on YouTube, for just 30 minutes, will cost you more than 50,000 leones, which is close to $10 for just 30 minutes. What is causing problems in Sierra Leone? Most of the views we are getting down here, they are from the diaspora. So I think what we need is a better and a cheaper internet. Internet is one, education is one big challenge. Internet is another challenge. And I think another challenge is equipment. Let's say most of the things that we need to use or that other countries are using are lacking in Sierra Leone. For instance, I have not seen any standard computer for editing, trust me. Any standard computer for editing. We're having, let's say, they are coming in with Blackmagic. They are coming with 6K, 12K camera here, but you cannot edit those footages here because we don't have the computers. So I think we're looking for collaborations. We're looking for people. For instance, that's what we form FIND. We want to see company that we can collaborate with, that can come with equipment, and we can work in business. So again, I will go again, education, internet, equipment. I think these are the three major challenges we are facing here. With all these things, or even if we have 84% or 70% of these things, I think we are bound to make it. Trust me, we have the talent, we have the zeal, because if it's not because of zeal, we will not be where we are today. We're just doing it out of courage, out of patience, out of zeal, and out of passion. But it is really, really difficult because most creatives or more multimedia entrepreneurs or CEOs are undergoing loss. Trust me, to say you're making profit in Sierra Leone based on multimedia or creativity or movies, no, it's a lie for now. Because I know of a producer who invested more than $100,000 in a particular movie, and for now, I'm not sure if she had get back even up to $50,000. Trust me. But we are on the right path. We have passionate people. We have very creative people and we have determined people. With those three things, so because I'm not looking at the population, because we are more than Jamaica. I'm looking at the better internet and cheaper internet, education and also equipment. If those three things, these three things are solved, trust me, we'll have a better Sierra Leone. And I'm very much sure the entertainment industry, especially through the internet, will employ more than 40% of the youth.
Let me ask you something, because we're talking internet, tech, and creative. All those things I love. I've, you know, put my a lot of my career into those things. And when we look at Nollywood, you know, back in the VCD days, back in the tape days, what we've noticed now on the Netflixes and the places that have taken it to the audience that have never seen Africa, doesn't know anything about. People love Nollywood movies now, but they've had to change. You know, there's not as much pidgin or traditional language. Sierra Leoneans love their Creole. So how do we produce when you have a million people in Freetown? They say 18% of, you know, Sierra Leone has internet population. So to get things to go viral on a global stance, do we need to do more English-based content, or are we going to just go and focus on the diaspora that, you know, globally and build it that way? As a creative, which way do you want to build and where do you see it going?
Firstly, I think if you want to be accepted globally, you need to be accepted locally. Trust me, I can tell you more than 2 million people have access to the internet. They have, let's say, Android phone that can go on the internet at any time. That can go on the internet at any time and at any moment. But, like I said, the costs of being on the internet is very, very much high. And also, the standard is very, very much low. You have a problem with internet every now and then. So what I think we should do is to do a blend. That's the two way. Produce some Creole content and also produce some English content that we can go global. But what am I thinking? Is to produce content that even if you are not understanding the language, but through the action, you can understand what the person is trying to see. Because even if you speak English, not every citizen of the world can understand English. If you speak French, not every citizen of the world can understand French. But if you're doing a content in Creole, that content, the action of the content, your facial expression, your mood should tell an English speaker, a Spanish speaker, what you're trying to say. Because I took that example from the Indian movies. Indian movies, they are speaking Indians, but Sierra Leoneans are understanding the movies because of the expression, the facial expression, the mood, the body language. So I want, now Sierra Leone, we are doing more of acting in talking, more dialogue. My way of going, I want us to do more of action, less dialogue. That is why I think, and that's the angle I want to go. Less dialogue and more action. So even a Spanish, a Portuguese, English, a French person can understand. Somebody speaking Yoruba can understand what I am saying in Sierra Leone through my facial expression and my body language.
I love it.
So I think that's the way to go.
I love it. I love the vision, because when you talk about Bollywood, you know, Nollywood and Bollywood create so many more movies than Hollywood in a year when you look at the numbers, and it's like, and combined. But, you know, personally, I have you ever seen Namaste Wahala, that movie where they mix the two? They put Nollywood and Bollywood together. It's a beautiful movie. I tell everyone to watch it. We should see more of that. And Nollywood doesn't have to take it. What is, you know, for you, you're having success. People know you. I just want to jump in real quick with your community give back, because I feel like everything that you are doing is a community give back to build up the community, not just your own ego and say, hey, this, look at me. But what is your community give back that you're doing or that you would like to do in the future?
First of all, I am a community man, and every year I'm organizing a party, which is on my birthday. That's the 26th of December. I organize party for kids that is giving them back. And also in March, I organize awards to give people that are outstanding, that have contributed to major things, that have contributed to community development. And also I've advocated for a lot of things. That is how I met Khadija. And through her, we've donated a lot of things in Sierra Leone. And my community, that's Leicester Road, we're having a problem with school. I advocated a lot, and one philanthropist built six classroom building for a school at Leicester Road. I want to do more. I want to do more because my aim, like I said, people call me the people's actor. And more of my acting, more of my creativity is going towards advocating, entertaining, educating. I speak for the people. Speak for the people. So in the future, I want to do more. I want to have an orphanage. I want to have a tech school. I want to be teaching people. And my immediate program that I'm looking out for sponsor is to embark on a project called Wrong Path. For now, in Sierra Leone, majority of our youth have involved in a deadly drugs called Kush. Just this morning, in this building that I'm using as my office, this fine office, just this morning, a 26-year-old man died in this building out of this Kush. He slipped off and died because of Kush. So my major project I want to do this year is to see how best I can advocate, I can bring these guys together, tell them about the dangers of Kush, bring them, do a movie that I call Wrong Path. And that particular movie, I want to take it around street to street, playing the movie. That movie will tell you what to do, how to come off drugs, what's the danger of this Kush. But I'm still looking out for sponsorship.
Now, you're talking about sponsorship. And I want to make it really, really, you know, a learning lesson for everybody from America to Sierra Leone, because the number one thing people say, you know, new citizens, old citizens, they say, when I get to Sierra Leone, people are always asking for money as soon as I get there. But we're talking about and with men. You know, I have a thing about men and asking for money, because I hear a lot of the ladies saying, hey, my boyfriend just asked me for some more money. Does he like me? And I say, well, you know, that's a whole other situation. But when you have a serious business, you have a serious goal, you're a serious person. I would love to know, do you have a written down plan for the projects that you want to do? Because there are places out there, there are people out there asking me every day, how do we invest in Africa? And I just want to show them, you know, who has a plan, because I don't have a money tree yet that I can dangle and just give money. Money here is, you got to earn money in America, and then you have to burn money because everything is so expensive. But, you know, is there a plan? Is there a way for people to invest in you? And also, warning, not every investor do you want their money. Because they are crazy, some of them, especially coming from the divided snakes of America.
Yeah.
Some of them will think, oh, I gave you, you know, some money, now I own you. And that's what venture capitalists, that's how their thinking is. But we have people here on a very smaller level who will give you $500 and think that you're going to clap when they say, jump when they say, hey, look like a Bollywood movie, you know, doing all the moves. So do you have a plan written down for the people, if for a project or for your business?
Yes, like I said, yes.
Okay.
Yes, like I said, this particular venture I want to take, which is a campaign against Kush, I have a written plan for it. And I've sent out proposals to parastatals, institutions, businesses, government entities. I've sent out a lot of, because by now, according to my plan, I supposed to have completed the movie, but because of what I was hoping for, it's not forthcoming. I stopped. I was planning to have a walk to Lester Peak. I was planning to have a walk to Lester Peak on the 4th of November, which is after we will meet at a place called Model and walk to the highest point. That's the Lester Peak is the highest point in Freetown. When we reach Lester Peak, we'll premiere the movie. We'll have some talk from various people that will tell the youth about dangers of this particular drug called Kush. So I have a written plan what we need, how we're going to do it, everything. I have a written plan about it. And I've sent it out to various people, various institutions, various parastatals, but up to now, I'm not getting what I think I should get the response I'm looking out for.
Gotcha. Well, you guys, you're hearing it, and I'm going to make sure I share this in the group for the diaspora that I'm in on WhatsApp, especially for the newer citizens. You know, and when he talks about that highest point, oh, it is so beautiful in Sierra Leone to see that. It's
very, very beautiful, yes.
Yeah, you guys save your money. Don't go to, you know, you guys go to Brazil to go see a statue that you don't even believe in. Go to Sierra Leone. You might even be able to tie in and stay. When you talk about, you know, film in Sierra Leone, I have a friend, Phoebean. I have other film people in film. And, you know, everybody says, I'm going to make a film and I'm going to send it to Netflix. What other avenues on the continent are there for an African filmmaker? Because I can tell you, Netflix will take your movie and try to pay you little as nothing or nothing in some cases. And, you know, it just depends how you work out your deal. But they're just understanding the power of African film. But everything is Ghana, or Nigeria, and a little bit of Ghana and South Africa. They don't know Sierra Leone yet. So my yes. fear is that they just try to take these films and don't, you know, give proper due. Where in Africa can we build up this, you know, who's the Netflix of Africa that's in Africa? Is there one?
Yes, I think there's one, and that's Iroko TV. Iroko TV is doing something very much similar to Netflix. And also somebody, another filmmaker started one in Sierra Leone with Sierra Flix. But lately I've not been hearing about it. And I think that's a very good platform that we Sierra Leonean or Africa should make proper use of. But it's low. They are not offering the amount of money filmmakers are looking for. Like I told you before, there is a particular filmmaker that did a film that you yourself will be proud of, and that particular film will be premiered on the 11th of November in America. And I was part of that movie. I was the production manager of that movie, and that movie is called Scuffle. And I tell you, the producer, I've spent more than $100,000 in that particular movie. That's an Africa movie. It was shot in Sierra Leone, but it's an Africa movie. Patient was brought down. Kofi Ejolo from Ghana was brought in from Ghana. Patient was brought in from Nigeria. And also Frank, that's the director of Delilah, was also brought in from Nigeria to direct that particular film. And I think, look, seeing that film, you'll be proud of it. And it's a very, very, very good film. But like I said, that film was supposed to go to Netflix, but up to now, they're having some issues. But we are looking for avenues, and I think that's a space an investor can invest in a platform that can be showing African movies, that can be showing African movies from every country, and you also can make money from. I think that's a space that is somehow empty for now, and I think investors should come in and invest in that particular one.
Can you tell investors, you know, with your experience, you know, you talk about $1,000. If $1,000 is given, you know, for a film, can that money be made back? How is that money made back? How quickly? Because if we had a platform where you put up your movie and say, I need this funding to do this, and then it's done quickly, like a GoFundMe, it's done. And then, you know, they can see the proposed timelines that they can possibly get their investment back. But you guys have to keep in mind, this is movie business. This is entertainment. Sometimes you don't get your money back. Sometimes it takes a decade more to get your money back. So you guys got to understand that in books and movies, it's not a quick flip. It's not a get rich. So explain to the people how that could work from what you've seen, because, you know, who better than you?
All right. So first of all, I would like to talk to investors and also filmmakers that for now in Sierra Leone, let's be focusing on low budget movies, because low budget movies are movies that you can spend less on. But I think for the premiering, if it's very much organized, you can have 50% of your investment the day for the premiere. But if you invested very, very high now in a particular movie from Sierra Leone presently, I cannot guarantee you of having your money in the next 2 years. That will not see. But first of all, we have a platform, we premiere movies. That one are successful. And I think for low budget film, you can have, for your premiere, you can have up to $3,000 removed. For then you can take it to platforms like the YouTube. You can look for channels that are monetized. You have a deal with them. You post your film on it, then I think you can have money. But the other issue we are having here is monetizations of our channel. Very, very more difficult. It's impossible. It's not done here. But I'm so happy that I heard from you that from your side, you're pushing it hard. And I think in the not distant future, that one will be very, very much okay. And I think we need that one. That's something we need here. That's something we need here.
Well, I'm going to give you why certain countries, sometimes it's various things, why certain countries are monetized and why they're monetized at the rate they are. Why a million views in America is different than when you get a million views in an African country or, you know, some other countries as well. And they say it's an advertising thing. But see, I have clients all over this globe. And I know when the audiences, because I look at the analytics, can cross over. So we've been able to prove through our, you know, decade plus relationship with YouTube that this person in Africa can get the same audience as this person in America, and you guys aren't adjusting the money anyway. And that can help. But how many people can you do that with? And how many people can you do that for? As well as, you know, every content creator is not making content for America. I think it's very Americanish when people think, oh, everybody's listening to YouTube in English. No, they're listening in Swahili, French, you know, Chichewa, Malawi, Mulibonji, all that. So you have to keep that in mind. But the diaspora is big. So even though you might be doing it in Creole, someone in Minnesota might be listening. And if a million plus people start listening globally in Creole, then the game changes. But it's a advertising thing, says YouTube. And they will admit they're not perfect. I'm not perfect either. So we'll just work with each other. But what we can control is doing like a Roku TV and having our own websites, having our own portals, which is the Web3 now and future. Have you started on, you know, planning your website where if people are in love with your films and anything that you're a part of, they can come directly to you and then they can do a paid subscription?
Yes. Just we're working on having our website. Just like I told you, there is a platform that was started here, which is a movie streaming platform, which is Sierra Flix. I think they are for us. A filmmaker started that one and he's working on it. It's called Sierra Flix. And I hope that one succeeds, because if that one succeeds, I think CLO filmmaking will be a very, very, very profitable platform. Again, our individual website where we will be posting our things. But again, we also have our YouTube channels, which is Fine TV Sierra Leone. First of all, we started a YouTube channel on the 17th of April, and within 3 months, we were very close to 2,000 Just unfortunately, I received a message that I posted a nude content which I'm not sure, and that channel was done up to now. I'm trying to have it back, but I'm not seeing any way forward. But I hope you can help. Is that so? Can you help with that one?
Let's see what we can do, because you know, if you did, if they say, this is the thing about this social media. It's funny how National Geographics can show nude everything, and then you can have something that the AI or somebody picks up and they say, hey, that's not culturally appropriate. But it's, you know, the king of Swaziland or somebody in the village, you know, breastfeeding, something very natural, right? These are things that happen. Hopefully everybody was blessed enough to be breastfed. But we're going to talk about that one off air, because I had heard about that. But, you know, for all those people in social media companies who are listening to this content, please reach out to these influencers and make it easier when they need to put a dispute on something, because not everybody has access to somebody who can call Facebook, who can call YouTube. And it's not like they're the easiest people, even when you do have your connections there. But these things need to be culturally appropriate. They need to be culturally appropriate for us, or I'm going to say that they're culturally biased. Tell the people, because I want to talk to you off air about a couple of things. Tell the people, because you and I could go do this back and forth all day, but I want the people to know where they can find you, and also what they can expect for you for the end of the year or even next year, like your next biggest projects that you have not mentioned, that, you know, they may be able to be supporters, investors, who knows?
All right. You can find me on my Facebook page, which is Ishmael Dadis Mangua. Okay. Like I said, you can find me on my Facebook page, which is Ishmael Dadis Mangua. Also on YouTube, which is Fine TV Sierra Leone 2. I am on TikTok, which is Isho7484. That's the people actor. Again, you can also contact me through WhatsApp, and my number is 0772-77-88-7512. Again, that's my number, +232 77 88 7512. For this year, I'm working on several projects, and like I said, I'm working on a movie called Wrong Path, which is a movie that based on sensitizing youth about the dangers of drugs, especially Kush. And after that, I'll be coming on with a comedy series called Safi Mistake. That one, you'll begin to see it in November. That's Safi Mistake. It's a comedy series that deals with funny comedy from Sierra Leone, funny mistakes that an individual is making. But you will see that one and you will love it. For that one, you will get it also from Fine TV Sierra Leone. So if you listen to this, watching this one, go on YouTube now, subscribe to my channel, Fine TV Sierra Leone, and get set. Get set to be entertained, get set to be informed, get set to be educated, and get set to be synthesized.
You guys have been blessed by the game, straight from Sierra Leone behind me. Which way? That way. Boom. I want you guys now to like this game that he's giving. I want you to subscribe to his channels so you can check it out. Subscribe to this channel too. And most importantly, y'all, make sure you share this game with somebody. It will change their life. Yeah. Y'all be blessed.
Yeah. Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course, Prepare for My First Trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand, or 10,000 Kenyan shillings, or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan Your Own Coming to Africa trip, starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.